Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up on the show, you're going to hear this a billion times over the next few days. The Blue Jays are back in the World Series for the first time since 1993. You have to tell everybody about this video of Vladdy Jr. that you turned me on to online, and it's absolutely adorable. I mean, this kid is just, even when he was a little chunkster, he was about a foot tall. He was super cute and throwing a baseball around with the Expos and looking like he was ready to play ball with the big boys, and now he is.
Ah, well, we've been throwing up the picture of him when he was little and practicing with the Expos and his dad. But now we have video footage, or at least this is the first time I'm seeing it. So somebody tweeted this out yesterday before the game saying, like, he was born ready for this. And it's wild, like, how amazing this footage is. And I understand people on the radio are like, great radio, guys. We can't watch the footage. I believe that Buster only retweeted it. So if you want to look on his timeline... but it's very cute, and it's one of those things where you think to yourself, like, there's a lot of pro athletes that have children, but not all of them, like, ascend the ranks to become, like, even close to the level of their dads. But, like, this is the rare instance in which Vladdy Jr. really has ascended to the level that his dad was, and now, like, he has a chance to surpass him. Like, he just... was named ALCS MVP. He had a crazy series where he just was on fire the entire time. So you don't see it often, but making his dad proud. You love to see it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Such an awesome story. And imagine the pressure, too. I think that's the thing, too, that...
Yeah.
Like, look at Charlie Woods, for example, Tiger's son, who's still a teenager, right? So he has a long way to go. But whenever he steps on the pro tour, can you imagine... the amount of pressure and the amount of attention, especially when you're talking about something that isn't a team sport, like that is going to follow him everywhere. And I'm sure he's accustomed to it by now because he kind of gets it anyway, but it's only going to ramp up as he gets older. And that's one of those things that if you're the son or a daughter of a professional athlete, you have to deal with that added layer that most athletes don't have to deal with. And then to thrive is even more remarkable.
Well, especially when it's the same sport, because then it's literally the same benchmarks. And it's like, he's not even a different position, really. Like, he is a hitter, as opposed to, like, if he was, like, a pitcher or something, maybe it would be different. But, like, look at that body type. He was meant to mash home runs. The guy's been a unit since he was, like, 30.
Yeah. Great arm, too. I mean, he can throw. Most kids, you know, they wind up and they throw and it goes all over the place or dribbles in front of them. No. He looks like he's ready to go. He was born to do it, and now we're seeing it live and in person. So let's talk about last night's Game 7 and what a thrilling game this was. The Jays beat the Mariners 4-3. The Jays minus 125 on the money line. Total set at 7 and a hook. The under hits. Seattle with a 2-1 lead in the third after a solo home run from Julio Rodriguez. Cal Raleigh adds one in the fifth. It's 3-1 Mariners. And that brings us to the bottom of the seventh and two men on for George Springer.
Pitch. High fly ball, left field, Arozarena, where does it go?
Call courtesy of FS1. Springer with his fourth long ball of the playoffs, and the Blue Jays hang on from there.
Payoff.
Absolute revelation and joy in Toronto. The last time the Jays were in the World Series, the number one song in the country was Dream Lover by Mariah Carey. Jurassic Park was number one at the box office. It's been a long time coming. And if you're Seattle, you're like, yeah, tell us about it. The last time we were in the World Series was never. But What a swing by George Springer in a classic.
Right. Like, I think this is what athletes dream of being. Like, the clutchest and the biggest of moments, because it feels like one of those characteristics that you just can't teach. And George Springer is now, like, officially Mr. October. I know that still probably belongs to Reggie Jackson, but still, George Springer now has been an icon with not one, but two franchises. Because remember, he was named the World Series MVP in 2017 for a big home run that he hit for the Astros to take down the Dodgers. And now he's going to be loved by not just two franchises, but also two countries. Imagine like him going anywhere in the country of Canada. Like, he's never going to have to buy a drink ever again. What a huge home run. He's now a third all time on the career postseason home runs list with 23 career postseason home runs. And this one feels like it's one of the biggest of his career, or at least from a legacy standpoint.
Yeah, tied with Kyle Schwarber, third all-time. Manny Ramirez holds the Major League record with 29. So he just adds to his legacy. Blue Jays also just the fourth team in Major League history to lose the first two games of a best-of-seven series at home and then come back to win it. First team to do it since the 1985 Kansas City Royals. So if you're Toronto, you talk about the resilience that they had to have to get to this point. Springer was a part of it. Vladdy Jr. was a part of it. The adult version of Vladdy Jr. And then last night, you know, they had Kevin Gausman come in, Chris Bassett come in. For them to rally, you know, first to beat the Yankees, then to rally from 0-2 in this series, I would think as much confidence as you can have going into a World Series, they've got it.
Yeah, absolutely. And to do it in front of the home crowd, like,
man,
watching this home run from George Springer, like, if you're having a bad day, just watch this. Unless you're a Mariners fan, then maybe don't watch this.
Yeah.
But like, watching the absolute joy on people's faces the second that it left his bat, because like, he absolutely knew, like, he swung and he just stood there. And like, you earned your moment, sir. So it's one of those things where this is the reason why they signed George Springer. They signed him to a 6-year, $150 million deal to boost a team that has felt talented in the past. Because remember, there has been seasons in which the Blue Jays have spent money. You know, when they had Jose Bautista and Josh Donaldson, some of those years where they've come pretty close and they fizzled out in the ALCS. But now it feels like they've officially turned the corner. And this just feels like they have been waiting for so long for this moment to happen. Because again, the expectations have been there for the Blue Jays, but it has to feel so good to finally live up to them.
Yeah, and when you sign a guy to a monster contract like that, like, it's worth it for this one moment. Do you know what I mean? I mean, obviously, you were in production, and he did a lot of things throughout the season, but for this one moment, totally worth it, because this will just, I mean, aside from the good vibes and the potential to win the World Series, you talk about merchandise, you talk about fan excitement, this one moment will live on and on and on, and when you look back at Blue Jays history, this will be one of those highlights they play forever. That's how huge it was, and man, Toronto just, What a great job of regrouping after being down like that, because I believe the odds after being down 0-2 in a series and coming back to win were, I forget the exact number, but obviously pretty small. Again, we've only seen it four times in Major League history, them coming down.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Being 0-2 at home, and then on the flip side, how is Seattle feeling today? Because, you know, the big dumper came home last night. Julio Rodriguez came home last night. They had this thing. They were this close, had an incredible regular season. Raleigh with his run. And once again, it is heartbreak for Seattle. And this was their best chance in clearly a long, long time, and they fall short.
Yeah, but what an ALCS. Like, I think from a handicapping perspective, like, this is not a series that we wanted to predict. And it's just, it's even more disappointing when it feels like you were that close. And yeah. It felt like, you know, going into the seventh inning, you have a 3-1 lead. In a game where runs were at a premium, you say, okay, we're cruising here. And then George Springer just, you know, dagger through the heart. So you can't feel great if you're Seattle right now. But I will say this, like, Julio Rodriguez is still young. I'm not sure about their contract situation because obviously this game just happened last night. But there's still some things to, go forward with, you know, with mm-hmm. the Mariners, and the fact that this was a franchise before this year. It felt like was like playing little brother to the Astros. So maybe it takes like going to the ALCS and getting to that step before they can take the next one. Because, Jinx, we talk about this in sports all the time, where sometimes it takes a team to get kind of close and mm-hmm. get that experience before they can win the big one.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's just if you're Seattle, you're like, oh, my God, we don't get here in the first place. But you're right. They have the talent to do it. So sometimes it does take, you know, a lump or two that you take, and then you press mm-hmm. forward. So I think that's absolutely a possibility for the Mariners. What did you think when Josh Naylor in the first inning on that double play ball for the Blue Jays, and Josh Naylor is going into second, and the Blue Jays are turning to, and Naylor turns his back and jumps to get in the way of the throw, hits him in the back, and they called him out, as they should have. But at first, everybody was like, what was that? Even Shane Bieber turned around, and I'm sure you saw what he mouthed to Josh Naylor, which was, what the F are you doing? And so I think in the moment it's like anything to win, but you can't do that.
Well, also Shane Bieber and Josh Naylor used to be teammates. So like I'm sure they were like looking at each other like, man, what are you doing?
right.
But Josh Naylor, like, maybe stop watching Cam Scataboo highlights for a minute. That's not how you play baseball. I know you want to be a football guy. And I will say this, it was like the ultimate like teammate move to try to throw your right. body in the line of fire, but you also need to know the rules. So that was a funny play that you watch and you're like, did that just happen? Did that just hit him in the head? But that's what we've kind of come to expect from Josh Naylor. Like, just a mm-hmm. gritty grinder of a guy. It feels like he's a really tough out. And like, we were just talking about this. It feels like you look at him and his body type and you're like, there's no way that guy's a good baseball player. But he is. Like, he was one mm-hmm. of the toughest outs for the Mariners. Like, every single at bat, it felt like he was absolutely grinding. Like, it would be like a 7-pitch at bat every single time.
So here's the question. World Series odds. Game one, I believe, set for Friday. And if you're looking at game one odds, the Dodgers, an early -150 money line favorite. We still don't know who's going to start for either team. World Series odds, Dodgers -220, the Jays +180. Blue Jays have a shot here? Or is this just, hey, enjoy it, guys. Enjoy your ALCS win because the mighty Dodgers are waiting on you.
I think they definitely have a chance. Yeah. Because some of the performances we saw in the NLCS from the Dodgers, it feels like those are going to be really tough to replicate. Like what we saw from Blake Snell, what we saw from, you know, Yamamoto, where it's like a complete game. Come on, man. That's not going to happen every single game. So I do think the Dodgers deserve to be favored in this one. But if there is an offense that can keep pace, it's the Blue Jays. They're still averaging over six runs a game this postseason. And I think that's the name of the game when you face the Dodgers, is that you have to have an offense that's able to keep up and an offense that's able to hit high-level pitching. And we've seen it from George Springer. Like I said, he was the 2017 MVP of the World Series against who? The Dodgers. So that wouldn't that just be fitting if he has a big World Series against the Dodgers once again?
You know what's crazy, too? I mean, that would be. And that postseason experience is going to be absolutely crucial, right? He will not shy away from the moment. We saw that last night. Perfect example. But last night we got lucky betting on the over because we played it down to seven. Five of the seven games in the ALCS went to the over. And when you look at Dodgers, Blue Jays, and the bats in this series, I mean, there's great pitching. But, man, normally you get to a World Series and you think about tight games and you think about small numbers. When it comes to betting this series, I feel like it might be an over series again because of all of the talent offensively. We always talk about the Dodgers. They can hit, but so can the Blue Jays, as you pointed out.
I think it depends on the game, though. Because, like, if Blake Snell is even close to, like, what we saw in the last round, imagine hitting that. Like, Blake Snell is pitching on another level, and so is Yamamoto. And we were just saying, like, what really kills overs is when somebody goes six or seven shutout. So, like, both of those guys are fully capable of it. So, in the games that those guys are starting, no thank you.
Is it a big deal for Major League Baseball to have Canada locked in? I will say, I know a handful of Blue Jays fans. Some of them work for covers. I know one friend of mine who is actually a Toronto fan, believe it or not. They love their Blue Jays. You saw that crowd last night at Rogers Center. I mean, just raucous as it gets anywhere in Major League Baseball. I think it's kind of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I told you, when we went to Banff this summer, which is not even close to Toronto, it was wild to me how much people support the Blue Jays. Like you turn on the TV and like there's like three channels dedicated to the Blue Jays. You're like, oh my God, this country loves the Blue Jays. And maybe, just maybe, Jinx, it's because they can't win a Stanley Cup. It's like America keeps taking hockey from them. So they're like, listen, we're going to take America's pastime from them. It's time for us to win a World Series.
Wasn't it Austin Matthews who said after the game last night, Leafs star, I'm glad the Blue Jays broke the curse. Like they need it because, God, Leafs have been trying forever. Yeah.
Barf.
What? Yeah, well, I mean, they've had a lot of disappointment. But finally, Toronto gets one. They win the pennant, and they are headed to the Fall Classic. Again, you will see Joe Carter swing a million times, first time since 1993, but a great moment last night across the border. Coming up next on the show. All right, the dust is settled on the ALCS and Week 7 of the NFL. So we got to break out all the takes. Find out if we agree or disagree with D-Day and Double D. It's a Take Tuesday. It is next on the Daily Tip, and it is here on BetMGM Network. Thanks for waking up with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.